Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab with my co-host Brian Tankersley. I'm Randy Johnston, and it is such a pleasure to have you listening today. And the reason I'm so excited to have you along is we're going to talk about a trial balance product called Tallyfort, the first new generation trial balance product we've seen in some time, and it does lots of interesting things. Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about?
Well, I think the first thing to know about Tallyfort is it's really designed to do book to text. And so it's designed to help you with those book text differences, whether they're temporary or permanent, and helps you get ready to do a business tax return. You know, if you think about, this is something that I did 25 years ago with Caseware and Lacerte. Okay, so this is something that's possible, you know, with the traditional trial balance apps. But what's different about Tallyfort is it is designed to be used with tax software, and it is designed to solve that problem. Okay, so many times when you're dealing with tools like, you know, some of the legacy tools like CCH Engagement or Thompson Work Paper CS, you're really focused on the audit tools, especially. You're really focused on, it's too heavy of a product, okay? So what this tool, this is really kind of stripped down to pull data out of accounting software. They then have AI that will classify your items. You know, if you don't already have groupings made up, you can make up your own groupings. Then you book any journal entries you need to classify any temporary or permanent differences. And then you can export the data out to a wide range of accounting softwares. And so it's designed, think of it as using your traditional trial balance with your traditional tax software. It's really more like going into getting your car repaired. This is really more like a pit stop, okay? It's designed to be fast. It's designed to do what it does and to not do what it doesn't do.
So, you know, knowing that that's the case, just to help our listeners get a bit of an orientation on this, you know, the product will connect natively to Xero, to QuickBooks Online, to QuickBooks Desktop, to FreshBooks, to Sage Intacct, to Excel, and many other products. But those are the dominant ones that it does. And then you can do your adjusting entries and push the results directly into CCH Engagement or into Pro System Tax or into CCH Access Tax or into Drake or Lacerte or UltraTax CS. Now, if you think about this, so many of us get trial balances from our clients and we just want to do a simple business return. And, you know, so many firms rekey data or key data, which is also a downside that I don't like to see happen. And this just takes care of all that. One other interesting thing that they probably don't promote very much as their positioning is they can do consolidations in a beautiful way. So what we find is that investors are often using this to consolidate their positions across multiple holdings. And this has been very, very dominant among the last few years on investors or property owners and so forth. So again, there's so many more integrations that we should talk about, but I just wanted to call that out because they also do NetSuite and some others. So is that a fair way to think about it, Brian?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the way, again, the way we've got to think about this is this is a tool designed for a very specific purpose. And if you go into this expecting that it's going to do your GAAP cash flow statement for you, no, that's not what this thing does. Okay. And so I just want you to be aware of this, because so many of our private companies now are doing these acquisitions, like you were talking about, Randy, where you have multiple control companies and you need to get the data together. And so it gives you a tool for that, certainly for tax purposes. It also, you know, it seems like it's a missing piece of the workflow for many firms to get the data into some kind of tool and then get it out into the tax return. You know, so many times we do that in Excel. We dump the trial balance to Excel, then we make adjustments, then we have to push those numbers back out to the tax software. And so many times this process of booking these differences and again getting the data into the tax software is just more difficult than it has to be.
Yeah. And you know, in this particular case, Brian, even though some of our firms try to keep an all in one suite approach, and that's, I understand why they want to do that. Here, we've got a tool that can be used with any of the common tax softwares. Part of the reason I named so many, UltraTax and Lacerte and Drake and CCH Access Tax, as well as, you know, regular ProSystem Tax. That means pretty much all of the tax software that you're using, you could use this tax for. Further, you know, when it comes to the usability, this is one where I'd say, you know, don't trust Randy and Brian. There's a free trial here that you can do your first, five trial balances for free. And while you may have a little bit of a learning curve around this, I think you'll discover that, it may do what you'd like. They also have an a la carte pricing, which is rather interesting because it's basically so much per trial balance. And that's an okay way to do that. But, you know, when we talk about pricing here in just a few minutes, you'll see that their website illustrates this, but it also gives you a bit of an idea of what your cost related to it might be. So, Brian, what might you just talk about on the pricing side?
Well, they've got a very interesting pricing model where they've got you can do this on an annual version with a certain number of trial balances included. You know, this is pretty typical for SaaS companies where they're going out there and, you know, this is something that Xero did actually with the Xero Partner Edition, when they came to the U.S., that kind of threw a lot of accountants at first, because they're really going through and you're really, really paying for the one-time use of this. But the nice thing about this is it can save you a whole lot of time as you're feeding through. The cool thing about the plans is they include unlimited users. So while where you end up having to pay so much with your traditional trial balances is in the user licenses for those engagement products. And frankly, that's just too much product for what many of these folks need to do. But the great thing about this is the users are unlimited. So they just go to work and do what you need to do and go from there.
One of the concerns I have, if this comes to be, so many of the new generation prep, comp, review, and audit products are going to enact per engagement pricing. And, you know, if that comes to be, doing tax trial balances in Engagement Manager won't make fiscal sense. It won't make financial sense for most of you in your firms. So I'm looking at unlimited users here in terms of what can happen. And then some of the new features that are headed in down the pike from this company is being very, very interesting. You know, I know one thing that they've been working on for a bit. And depending on when you're listening to our podcast, you may figure out that they've, done a little bit more of tax planning and visualization inside their product. And they do have some very interesting reporting and visualizations in the product already. But, you know, your analogy, Brian, that you used earlier of the pit stop, that actually plays out pretty well in my mind. Automating that book to tax, delivering the tax returns faster, minimizing the extensions, reducing the, you know, staff time on this and focusing on tax strategy. That's what this thing lets you do.
Well, and I think that's the important thing to understand here is that, you know, you need the right tool for the right job. And what's great about Tallyfair is that it is everything that it says it is, and it is nothing that it says it's not. You know, they've done a good job here. You know, the executives behind this have put a lot of their own money into it. So Peter Wynn, who many of you may have known from this time at Xero, is one of the owners of this company. They've really tried to do this with the proper vision and the proper perspective, I think, because, you know, if you think about our traditional processes, you know, even though we say most of us have a digital office, many of us really still have a digital office, but it's only digital in name because we have so many things that are like a Rube Goldberg device. You know, we have to export from this, and then we have to do this, and then we have to push into this, and then we have to send that to CSV, and then that has to be changed around. And so what's great about, and for those of you under 40, please Google Rube Goldberg device. It'll make much more sense. But when we're talking about this product, what I really like about it is that it takes charge of getting the data out of the application, and it takes charge of getting the data into the application. So we're not out here having to do this. It's literally fewer steps. It automates that step of the process.
Yeah, and so since you were trying to accommodate our younger listeners, I'll accommodate our older listeners here for a minute, Brian. This is the best trial balance product I've seen since ATP DOS or ATP Windows. It is better than ATB, I believe. And I say that with all due respect because I knew the ATB creators as well. So if in your prior time in your career used ATB and you're interested in something that works as good as ATB used to, this works better. Now, one other marketing claim.
And those of you under 40 who've never heard of ATB, all you have to do is say ATB out loud in front of a senior partner and they'll know exactly what you mean. Because it was the dominant trial balance 25 years ago.
Yeah, it was indeed. One final thing that they claim on their website, which, by the way, sounds over the top, but I would like for you to prove it for yourself. They believe that you can get from book to tax in 10 minutes. So their claim is you can file a tax return in 10 minutes. And literally, if you would like to try that, I think you're going to be amazed that that's pretty close. Now, I don't know how much time you allocate for your business returns, but if it's an hour and you can get it done in double the time, they say 20 minutes, what do you think about that extra 40 minutes that you might get back? And for some of your business returns, you might be a little longer than that. But the key point that I'm trying to make here, frankly, Brian, is it's quick, it's convenient, it's easy, it's effective. I think it's the right tool for the job. Any other closing thoughts?
You know, I'm frankly surprised that a product like this hasn't made it into our world from one of the major publishers, but it hasn't. I think this is a perfect solution for the perfect time for our tax practitioners that need to handle book to tax on a fairly automated basis. I think Tallyfair is a good one to check out.
Wonderful deal. Well, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. We look forward to seeing you on another Technology Lab. All the best to you. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.